Ray Foley on Today FM.
How many times a year would you go for a massage, Ray?
A good rub.
Yeah, get a rub down.
Zero.
Not into the massages.
I never go for massages.
I'd say I have about one massage a year. I got a couple of vouchers for a massage guy for my birthday.
Oh, someone likes you.
Yeah, stop the story when it gets weird or awkward, okay?
Was it the massage guy that gave you the vouchers?
It wasn't the massage guy, no. It was my family. They gave me two different massage vouchers. So I cashed in one of them yesterday and went for a massage, right? Mm. So I go in and I'm going to get a back and neck massage. Mm. So we'll go into the lovely warm room.
Your
that has
back.
A low light. And, yeah, he's going to be doing the massaging, okay? That's how that works. I'm receiving the massage.
He?
Yeah, he.
Do you request a he or do you get what you're given?
He's my massage guy. I've been to him
your
before.
Guy.
He's
okay.
The only massage guy I know and he's
right.
A guy. He does massages. He's my massage guy.
Cool.
So I go into the room and see the sort of whale music playing in the background. It's dark lighting. It's nice and warm. And he says, get comfortable. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. There's a towel there on the bed, the massage thing. So I say to him, should I take my jeans off? And he says,
this guy is your massage guy. You've been to this guy before.
Yeah.
So why is this a question? You know the drill. You know
haven't been in a year. It's been ages.
All right. So he suddenly wants you to get nude.
I don't know. I've had an arm massage before with this guy. I didn't take my jeans off.
Why not? Why not, you big weirdo?
Anyway,
by the way, just the jeans. He still have the jumper on, full length jumper.
So I'm getting a back and neck massage and he says, get comfortable. I said, should I take my jeans off? And he says, that's your choice. I'll leave you to it.
Okay, so we're clear.
Back and neck.
But no arse and legs.
No, just back and neck.
Okay, so you can leave your jeans
off. He says, I'll leave that up to you. I'll be back in a second.
Okay. Like, dealer's choice.
Like, I don't know. So I take my jeans off.
This is why I don't do massages.
I take the t-shirt off as well, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
But I take my jeans off, I get up on the bed, and I wait for the commencement of the treatment.
Face up.
No, I was lying face down. Okay.
Yeah, you were.
So then he starts the massage, and he goes, do you want me to go hard, or do you want me to go medium? I said, medium's good. Because I tell you, if you ask him to go hard, he will ruin you. So I say, go medium, and he does. The pressure is bearable.
Right. Is he a big guy? I mean...
No, but he's muscly. Like, he's small but mighty, I'd say.
Small but built.
Yeah.
Right. He's stacked.
He is. He's jacked.
He's a unit.
He is a unit. And so he's massaging away.
And is he up on you now?
I've got my face down on one of those couch things that has a little hole so you squeeze your face and your cheeks into it. So I can't see what he's doing. I can feel what he's doing.
He has your pin down, but you've no idea what's going on.
By God, I can feel what he's doing. But as far as I know, he's not up on top of me.
Right.
It feels very much like he's using his hands for my neck and my back. And
So your jeans off, boxers still on.
And there's a towel across the back of my boxers, yeah.
But socks on?
Socks are on, yeah.
This is an image. Girls,
you're
calm
welcome.
Down.
And fellas too, yeah. Let's all join the party.
So, you've got a towel over your boxers, naked legs, naked rest torso and socks on.
Correct.
Stunning.
And
go
he's
on.
Like, he's putting a lot of oil on. Like, he's really getting me oiled up and he's working away. And I'd said back and neck, so I'm thinking upper back and neck. And he starts to move a little bit south and he's getting further and further south. But it's all connected. Like, you can't just massage one area and neglect the rest.
It's all connected.
You've
got to
keep working. And then he's like on this sort of, I would call the hip region. And then it's sort of upper buttocks. And to be fair, he doesn't go any further south than that. And the rest of the massage goes as normal and it's all grand. And then he says at the end, I'll leave you for a couple of minutes there to get yourself organized and I'll see you outside. And I said, grand. So I sort of wipe my back down a bit with a towel that's been provided.
How'd you do it?
I just grab one end and the other end, you do that thing. You know, you're flossing your back.
Because the lube is all over your back.
The oil is all over my back. So I take off the lube, the oil on my back, and I put on my t-shirt and I walk out and I meet him.
And you can't maintain his eye contact. It's like, oh, no, I'm just being foolish.
I hand over the voucher and he gives me a chocolate bar. He hands me a chocolate bar.
Okay.
And I just thought...
I love this man.
What do I do with this? Well, I know what to do with a chocolate bar. But I mean, why are you giving me a chocolate bar? I didn't ask him, but I just thought, you've made it really weird.
So you made it really
weird.
Give
it a chocolate bar after massage. Just feels strange. I feel like, oh, what are you, why?
Maybe, maybe this is just a theory.
Go on.
Maybe he only gives the chocolate bars to the lads who take off their jeans. If you don't take off the jeans, you get no chocolate for you. No, you take off your jeans. No chocolate for you.
That's the case. The boxes are coming off the next time.
All right, NSYNC, this is an AFM. You might been hurt, babe. That ain't no lie. What was it? Was it a twirl?
It was a small chocolate orange Butler's chocolate bar. Delicious.
Oh, you've already eaten. You ate it in front of him.
I did. Slowly.
Ray Foley on Today FM.